Welcome to the Two Girls and Plants podcast with your hosts, Shannon Summers and Adrian Craig. This is a casual, fun show to talk about all things health, whole foods plant-based, and making nourishing lifestyle changes. Your hosts will explore variety benefits that can be found with plants, both inside and out. Shannon and Adrian will teach you how to advocate for your health with courage, confidence, and a little laughter. You'll leave empowered with natural and sustainable options to set you up for success in discovering your bio-individuality. The Two Girls and Plants podcast starts now.
Well, hello, hello. Welcome to the premiere episode of Two Girls and Plants. We are super excited to be here with you today. I am Adrian Craig, and this is my co-host, Shannon Summers. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, so excited.
Before we do jump into today's episode, we just wanted to take a moment to thank all the amazing people who support us in putting together this podcast and airing it twice a month. We'd like to thank Cornelia Stephanie, our media coach at the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. We want to thank Ashley, who supports all the podcast hosts in our group and provides promotions. And of course, we want to thank the Transformation Talk Radio Network and our support team here, which includes Kim, Jessica, and of course, our amazing producer, Jacob. So thank you all for getting us here.
Yes.
Well, today we're going to start out easy, nice and easy. We just wanted to introduce ourselves for new listeners. You may be coming over with us and have seen us on a couple episodes together on the Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough podcast that just ended in June. Shannon and I are going to share today how we met, what brought us to starting this new podcast together. And we're going to share a little bit of our background and story. And then we are going to introduce you to one of our favorite superfoods, and we'll have some giveaways for you at the end.
Yes, we have lots of goodies today.
Yeah, we do. So Shannon, do you want me to start with how we met, or you want to start with how we met?
No, you go ahead, because it's a fun story.
Okay. So it's kind of funny. Well, first of all, Shannon and I are both certified health, life, and transformational mastery coaches. So we met last year while we were working on our transformational mastery coaching certifications at Health Coach Institute. And we met over Facebook. It's kind of a funny story. So we needed skills lab partners to get through our program throughout the year. And Shannon, I had seen she had posted on Facebook in our group, and I thought that was a great post. I'm like, I bet she finds a partner really quick with that post. So I created a post on Facebook, and lo and behold, Shannon reached out to me and asked me if I wanted to be partners. And the only reason I didn't contact Shannon on her post is because I figured she had already secured a partner. So, kind of a funny story there, and just it goes to show that, you know, not to assume things and not to hold back, just, you know, go for it. So it was a good thing for me that Shannon reached out.
Yeah. And I was the same. I was certain she already had a partner because it was days after and people were snapping up somebody really quickly. So it just from the beginning, we were just destined to cross paths and work together and continue to work together. So it was a nice kickoff and nice. We had that time. We met every single week. So we started out, you know, really focused, and then conversation would kind of loosen up a little and we'd laugh together, talk about all kinds of things. And then of course cover our certification requirements, but we were able to build a friendship online. I mean, it's crazy because we haven't been together in person, but we know each other after all this time really well. So
yeah. Yep. And next year, the plan is we will get to meet each other in person for the first time in Paris.
Yes. On stage. Scary and exciting.
Yep. Yep. So I guess part of the way we ended up here on the Two Girls and Plants podcast is we you secured a speaking engagement and invited me to present with you. And we had to come up with a way to describe our partnership. And kind of at the exact same time, we started discussing creating a new podcast together after you'd been on the first episode with me in the last podcast.
Right.
And we came up with this concept where we wanted to be able to focus on health topics relating with plants inside and out, but we wanted to do it in a really fun and casual way and not take it too seriously while trying to help people, you know, advocate for their health and do the things that are going to make their lives better.
Yeah. Kind of have it be just an enjoyable, casual conversation with some really great points and just an easy way to learn about different things.
And so we're going to talk about health. We're going to talk about whole foods, plant-based living. We're going to have guests on in all different areas and disciplines, which we're excited about. And Shannon, how about you share a little bit of your story that brought you to being a coach?
My journey began with autoimmune. I always say my past life now, because it was like before autoimmune and then after. I was a hairdresser, loved my clients, working with them, just getting to know them, their families, things that were going on in their lives. And it was one of the things that I missed the very most, but my body decided to take a turn and I wasn't able to stand behind a chair to work with my clients anymore. And I worked in, I did just desk work and I was in mourning. I was sad and pouting inside thinking, you know, this isn't what I want to do. It's not feeding my soul at all. And came across, I think it was through, I'm pretty sure it was through Instagram that Health Coach Institute kept coming up. So I thought about it, you know, then I'd pass by it and I'd revisit and realized that it would be a really good fit. I say now that I work with my clients that I'm not behind the chair, but by their side. Because being a hairdresser, there's a lot of that that goes on, kind of counseling and talking through things. And it kind of is in alignment with coaching somebody with their health, or, you know, you can be a coach for anything nowadays. But that was my start. And I ended up getting my first flare. I was really sick. I was down for a year and a half and so weak that even to go across the street to check my mail in the mailbox, I wasn't able to do that. And I had been to a bunch of different doctors trying to get answers. What is wrong with my body? Because I was always high energy before. So I went through that and didn't feel like I was getting the help that I needed, I guess, or the answers. So I just began to research. I mean, I had no energy. I felt like my family and life was moving forward and I was kind of stuck and just sitting still. So it was a great time to research and read. I just thought, I have five teenagers at the time, and my husband, I thought, they can't watch me just waste away. I have to fight through this. And that's exactly what I did. And through research, I realized that not all physicians have the answers, that you do have to advocate for your own health. You have to be a voice and you have to participate was one of the biggest. You can't just, I thought I could go get a prescription. This is what's wrong with you and you're going to be better. And when that long year and a half, it took a lot of strength to push through and move ahead. And through the health coaching, kind of marrying the two, I realized I could be, and I am now, what I wish I had, you know, back in, I think it was like 2013 now. I could have had that back then, which would have been a wonderful support system. And that's kind of when I realized what health coaching was about, that I could help other people with autoimmune and that it even went beyond that. But that was my first thought was, oh my gosh, I can help and I can make a difference. And maybe somebody won't have to go through the year and a half that I did. So that was kind of my start into, I guess, getting my education and worked a couple years on my education and keep growing literally like daily. It is like the world's best industry to be in. It's wonderful. You meet wonderful people. But that is where my journey began. And as I began to heal and get stronger, realized that I'm going to have good days, I'm going to have bad days, and it's okay. And learn how to take care of myself. I was so used to taking care of my children, you know, and my husband, my house, work. I was just go, go, go. And I needed somebody at that time to say, this is a time in your life you're going to have to slow down and you're going to have to focus on you. So my body not wanting to work forced me into that. And I did a lot of crying about it. I hated it. But I did learn to adjust. And like I said, have good days, bad days. And I'm here 100% for anyone wanting to work through those trying times, because they are hard. People with autoimmune, we are tough cookies for sure.
Yeah, you are.
You are too. Thanks. What about you? Let's hear some of yours, because yours is good too.
Yeah. So if you don't know me, my story started, well, I will say I've fallen in and out of health many times throughout my life. But before my most recent transformation, you know, I was working in corporate America. I worked in corporate America for over 20 years, analyzing corporate supply chains, which is very anxiety inducing and high stress a lot of the time. And so that was kind of how I was living. I was living a life with anxiety, chronic stress. I was beginning to, you know, have anger about it and started binge eating. And that lifestyle after I turned 40 really took a toll on my health. So I had put on 35 pounds in 4 years, which was ridiculously fast. I didn't even know what the heck was going on with my body. I'm sure the binge eating wasn't helping, but I think there was a lot of other stuff going on too, just with changes in midlife. But I also had a bit of a health scare because one of my legs would just start giving out from underneath me without warning. And it was so random that I could go for weeks or months and not have an occurrence at all. And then all of a sudden it would flare up and I could have occurrences over days and weeks, and then it would just disappear again. And, you know, like you, I was so used to taking care of, you know, everyone else as a full-time working mom and a wife. And so I just powered through like I always did. And really the turning point was the morning that I tried to get out of bed for the day and I almost fell on the floor just getting out of bed. And that's when I realized that I had to ask for help. So I did go see an orthopedic. I got diagnosed with a labral tear in my hip joint and referred for physical therapy. Well, I knew that if I didn't start focusing on my health and make my self-care a priority, that 35 pounds was going to turn into 50 or potentially even 100 pounds. And my body was just rejecting that added weight, you know, and was not used to carrying that, and it didn't like it. So that was kind of what pushed me to make my transformation. So a lot of what I do is I focus on emotional eating, self-sabotaging behaviors that impact women mostly in my work to help them get through those obstacles. And I do that by, you know, breaking through the traditional mindset we've had, which is really judgment, deprivation, and resentment. And I have you flip that and use, you know, curiosity, courage, and accountability to get where you want to go in your health. And the reason I specialize with women, I think it's important for everyone to meet their needs, men and women, but I specialize with women because I know what it's like to get in that position where you start focusing on everyone else's needs and you start ignoring your own health and self-care, which is what leads to the weight gain, the lost body confidence, and then ultimately impacts every other part of our life.
It's amazing what a domino that creates.
Yeah, it really is. So that's how I got here to coaching and how I met Shannon.
Yeah. And then we came up with the Two Girls and Plants, which is kind of a holistic approach. It's, I do work with whole foods, plant-based is kind of a way that I was able to reduce inflammation and get, I guess, stronger, healthier. And I use that, the plants internally a lot. Adrienne is a big one for bringing in the outdoors and working on that kind of soul work that goes along with it. So it's Two Girls and Plants, nourishing inside and out, because in the end, it takes the full shebang to make things happen. So that was kind of the birth of the name.
Yeah, it's definitely a holistic approach.
Yes.
It's holistic throughout the body, the mind, the spirit, and it's holistic with the inside and the outside.
Yeah. And it keeps growing. We keep figuring, oh yeah, we're going to incorporate this and we'll pull in this part and this aspect. And it's really, it's just like a beautiful blooming flower all the time with things that are kind of coming forward and introducing themselves that works under that umbrella of the Two Girls and Plants, nourishing inside and out. Many layers.
Yes, there are many layers. And I think I'll mention real quickly, you know, as health coaches, I think what we love about it is that we get to create a safe, supportive, and non-judgmental space for people to work through their obstacles and roadblocks and achieve the health they want. It allows people to move beyond knowing what to do to actually doing it. Mm-hmm. And we get to learn from our clients while we're teaching them and supporting them. So it's a mutually beneficial relationship, which I love.
And watching people grow and change, let go of old habits that aren't serving them anymore, or behaviors and thoughts. It is like the best feeling in the world to see somebody succeed and just blossom and change through the process. It's like the best part of everything.
Yeah. Well, in keeping with our show theme of plants inside and out, I know we have a couple things we wanted to share today. One thing was we're introducing our favorite superfood today, and we're going to have one with each episode.
Yeah, which is a good one. It's a fun one to do. Little something extra bring in each episode.
So do you want to share which one we're going to talk about today?
Yeah. Yes. If we are ready, I'm ready. We are going to focus on the superfood blueberry, this one. And July actually happens to be blueberry month, which is National Blueberry Month, which I didn't even know when we were picking. We're just trying to think of what goes along with kind of a summary theme. So, and we're going to have, I think on our printout is going to be some facts and stuff each time with the recipe, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So we do have a download we're giving away today, which will share some fun facts and trivia.
Yep.
We will share health benefits. And then we also have a recipe that we want to share.
Yeah. So do you want me to run through some of the fun facts for the blueberry?
Yeah, go right ahead.
All right. So it's fun looking things up. The United States is actually the world's largest producer of the blueberries, which I did not know. Most of those coming from the state of Maine, which after I read, I thought, oh yeah, that makes sense. They, of course, were in the past used as paints and dyes, probably still have a little bit of that nowadays with things that are running more natural. And what else did I get down there? They are the official state fruit of New Jersey. Wouldn't have guessed that, but what a nice thing. And one thought and one thing that I came across was, I know, I don't know if everybody does it, but I know with people that are trying to lose weight, it's common as a sweet or have a sweet tooth to freeze grapes. Blueberries is another option. You can freeze them up and have something to snack on, and you can have a full cup of blueberries is only 80 calories. So blueberries are little. That's a lot of bang for the buck is what I thought when I read that, for having a sweet snack and something cold.
Yeah, definitely. And another way I love eating blueberries is simply just with some homemade cream.
Mm-hmm.
That would be and good. You can even throw some nuts in if you need a little texture and crunch.
That would be a really good one.
Yeah.
I tend to throw them in a smoothie. I usually get the wild blueberries have the most antioxidants. It's kind of what you want to shoot for, but all blueberries are good. But I'll throw them in a smoothie and because I do a lot of green smoothies. So some blueberry kind of changes the flavor up and get all the antioxidants and all that powerful, you know, just nutrient density. It's a good way to take them.
Yeah, I agree totally. I do the blueberries and the smoothies also. And it's a great morning smoothie to get blueberries in with your greens. Because when we talk about health benefits of blueberries, blueberries are a brain superfood. They're fantastic for, you know, mental acuity, memory. They have a lot of other health benefits, including, you know, they help your body process insulin, which is important for not developing diabetes. They help mitigate heart disease. They help with digestion and, you know, aging gracefully. They have a ton of benefits. And to your point, it's a great sweet treat as well.
Yeah. It kind of does. It just kind of checks both boxes with that. So hence the superfood, right? That does both.
It's probably one of the most popular superfoods out there.
Yeah.
And definitely one of my favorites. And do you want to tell the audience what the recipe is that we're sharing this week?
You know, I was trying to look and I actually don't have it in front of me. I was trying to see if I could pull it up when we were talking. So it was the pasta salad with the arugula in it, grilled peaches. What was the name of that one that we found? It was so good.
Yeah, it's called grilled peach and blueberry pasta salad.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, it was delicious. It was through Forks Overnight that we're able to find that one. And it's one of the apps I offer coaching to my clients. And everything on there is flavorful. I haven't had one thing yet that wasn't. So, and I've been out of town on vacation, but I know Adrian sent me a screenshot of it that you had it. Was it like 2 days ago?
I made it yesterday.
Oh, yesterday. Okay. So what'd you think of it?
Yeah. So I really enjoyed it. I made a half batch because I have a teenager who doesn't necessarily eat the healthy food I eat. So I have to plan on, you know, foods, not having too many leftovers. So I made a half batch for myself yesterday. And what I love about this recipe and what I look for in recipes is that they are easy to make and that you can modify them if you want. Mm-hmm. So I did make a couple modifications yesterday. My grocery store was out of peaches when I went shopping. So I substituted in white nectarines, which I love anyway. So that was an easy transfer. And then I used gluten-free pasta instead of the whole grain pasta that's called for in the recipe. Yeah. But yes, I really enjoyed it.
Nice. And you said the arugula was nice and peppery. So
yes, it's a nice compliment that the sweetness of the grilled peaches, or in this case, nectarines, really is a nice contrast with that peppery flavor from the arugula.
Yeah. So, and that's all on the printout for everyone. So you guys can get your hands on that and enjoy that good summary recipe too.
Yes. And we have a bonus giveaway this week for the launch of the podcast. We're including my favorite nourishing foods list. So this is really just a word, you know, like a document where you can go through, look for the foods you love that are healthy for you, good for you, and find your favorites, and you can even experiment with new foods. And I know we're just about out of time. Yes. So I just want to let people know that we're about to go into our live audience experience. And this is where we dig in a little deeper with our listeners and where you can ask questions, interact with us in person, and receive on the spot coaching. Come join us. You can just select the join now button on your screen and we will see you in there. We want to thank you for joining us on our show today.
Yes. Thank you.
And we just want to remind you that we're here every second and fourth Friday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. So you can catch us live or you can catch our replay on your favorite podcast network. And if you'd like to connect with us or find additional resources, we have a brand new website, twogirlsandplants.com. And we just want you to remember that life can be nourishing inside and out.
Yes, thank you, everybody.
Thank you for joining Shannon and Adrian on the Two Girls and Plants podcast, where you're finding nourishment inside and out. You're invited to continue finding empowerment with natural and sustainable options every second and fourth Friday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more or find out how to work with Shannon and Adrian, visit TwoGirlsAndPlants.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.